Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Holly Shelford and Rosalyn Thompson of the Knoxville Public Library about events coming up in December.
All right, well, the December calendar has been released at the Knoxville Public Library. First of all, we have some stuff coming up here in December. Grab-and-go kits are available, I guess. What can you tell us about the grab-and-go kits?
Yes, what we do is for the month of December, we did put together some grab-and-go kits. And what they do is they kind of tie into our story times that we've been doing online along with our What to Read on Wednesdays. And so the grab-and-go kits are bags that we have assembled together. This month, they have a book, they have activity pages, crafts, and some little fun surprises in them.
Awesome. Well, and I understand that the book reviews are coming up. I know we don't have any books in particular picked out, but tell us what people can expect there.
Yeah, new to the library, what we've been doing this fall and starting into this winter season is What to Read on Wednesdays. And so I do book reviews for grades 3rd through 6th grade. And so what I do is I choose a book. I read it, I tell a little bit about it, and then I also give them some alternatives. If maybe you like this book, you might also like some of these other choices. I do that for the 3rd through 6th grade, and then I also do a book review for 7th through 12th grade.
All right, well, and the Christmas tree of books, I understand that is starting up here as well. What's going on with that?
It is. This is something we've been doing for many, many years here at the Knoxville Public Library. It's what we think it's a good time to give the gift of reading. So the Christmas tree of books is where we have picked out some library books that we would like to put into our circulation here at the public library. And so you can come in and look over the books. And if there's a book that you would like to purchase, you may do so. And then you can dedicate it in honor or memory of somebody. And we just think it's a great way to give to our library and also to promote literacy in our community.
Very nice. Well, and you, of course, have the mitten drive going on. Rosalyn, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is something thanks to Dr. Bob, actually, because he saw the idea at some other library, and he thought that it would be great, and we think it's a wonderful idea. We have a box set up in the lobby here, and we are collecting mittens, gloves, or hats for children and adults that people can give. We are asking for new items, but we will give them to Helping Hands or the community schools. You know, you always see kids without hats and gloves and during the winter months, and we think that, you know, this is a great idea to do a collection, and then we'll donate them to the schools or Helping Hands.
For sure. Well, I guess anything else worth touching on the calendar? I know we have special holiday hours coming up here at the end of the month. Is there anything else you want to share with that?
Yeah, we just think that the staff and the community would appreciate a bit of, celebration or, you know, spending time together with family. And so we are closing early on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and just enjoy time together with family and friends.
So. Awesome. Well, as always, if people have questions about any of the things we've talked about today, tell folks how they can get those questions answered.
Absolutely. They can go to our website, and that's www.knoxville.lib.ia.us, or they can see us, visit us on Facebook.
Awesome. Anything else either of you two have to add here today?
No, we just hope everybody has a great holiday season, and if everybody is feeling well, we hope they can stop in and check out a book before winter hits.
Yeah, but we do also we offer the curbside services if they would prefer that. Just give us a call at 641-828-0585, and we'll be happy to oblige. We can run up the items to the curb, and you don't even have to come inside. We'll just run the items out to you.
Thanks to Holly Shelford and Rosalyn Thompson of the Knoxville Public Library for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.